because 4th of July, my daddy was through with the cotton, and we went to the woods and come in cutting timber, cord wood, far wood there for the fireplace and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But now, we had a neighbor over here cutting, Tom White. He plowed his cotton plumb on in August, and he did not have no grass in his cotton. And I think he used a walking cultivator with the scratches on it there that he scratched his.
Yeah, that's what I recognize.
Yes.
Yeah. Sort of like a fork.
Yeah, that's right. And I had fenders on the side there that, in other words, they had a handle back here just like on a regular plow that you could close them in, widen it out, or whatever you wanted to do. Now that's the way he worked his, but my daddy did not. I mean, the 4th of July come, we left the cotton.
And by the way, that reminds me, did you, was your school year geared to the cotton crop, or was that before your
time? Now, before my time, the school was geared to the crop. In other words, they went to school, well, I believe it was 3 months, or 4 months in the wintertime, and about 3 months in the summertime when they was out of the crop. Now, that was a school. By the time I come along there, well, the grammar school went eight months, and high school went 9 months.
Mm-hmm. And what time would it take up?
We would start school in April, and we would get out, we'd start school in September, and we'd get out in April.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, high school would start a month earlier than we did there to go 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
High school would start a month before the grade school, in other words, 8th grade and under, and we'd start a month after high school leave. And then that latched on up till I think I got in high school, and then grammar school and high school both went 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
And we started taking up in July. During
well,
the war year.
Now that was during the war year there. See,
and then we'd go on, well, it depended on the crop, anywhere from 4 to 8 weeks. And then when the cotton started opening, people started pulling their kids out of school to help pick cotton, well, they would dismiss school.
Well, that was on the war effort there also. And the stores there started closing on during the war years on Thursday afternoon to let the people go home and grow a garden. And they still keep up the tradition right now.
Okay. And you say you used the word truck patch for the garden. Would that be
in other words, we had what we call a regular garden. And then over in the field, we had what we call small truck patches. And then my daddy would plant these peas and all, practically all the corn, especially the richer grain. We would pick the peas, and then when he got through picking the peas, he'd turn the cows in the field and they'd eat those pea vines. They'd clean them up. Corn stalks and all.
The corn that you'd use for the table, what would that
be? We planted white corn. Mm-hmm. Most people like yellow meal, but now here we use white corn entirely.
Mm-hmm.
White corn.
Did you scrape it or did you use it? How did you eat it at the table?
Roast meat. Well, now we ate it two different ways. We would either boil it and eat it, or we would take a knife and spread it and cut it off and fry it and eat it. Now we eat it two ways.
Taking ear of corn, what did you call the stuff you had to pull off the very, pull off
sure.
the whole thing?
Sure.
How about at the very end?
Tassel. I meant the silk, right.
That's interesting. See, some people call that tassel instead of silk.
Is that right? Now the tassel is what we call, it's the top of the corn stalk there that does the pollinate.